She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Brantford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Meech.
What up, what up?
Yeah, so I saw Lizzo is going on tour.
Yeah.
Which I'm very excited about. And also Post Malone.
Yeah.
And so far, no one's coming to CT.
Nope.
So we got to try to make that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to travel.
I would love to see Post Malone, and I would love to see Lizzo.
Yeah, it would be a
dope. I mean, I'll go to Boston or New York to see Post Malone. Like, he's one of my favorite guys.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. But I would love for them to come to CT.
Of course.
All right, so what's going on?
So it looks like the LAPD, Jenny, is still investigating Nipsey Hussle's alleged gang ties.
What?
So I guess he was a subject of an investigation at the time of his death. And they're looking into, like, you know, the gang affiliations. They're looking into his property and business associates. I guess, you know, his whole store, the Marathon store.
Yeah.
They've been, like, investigating against that. I guess there was a whole riff about the city pressuring the landlords to evict them. Because they were involved.
Why?
In a
because he was actually creating opportunities for people that were in prison for a long time and couldn't find jobs anywhere else.
Pretty much.
And letting them work there and earn a living for their family. Yep. Is that the problem?
And what the landlord did is instead of evicting him, he actually sold the property to Nipsey, which obviously he bought. And they bought it for $2.5 million earlier this year.
Okay.
And yeah, he's been working with, you know, with the city to reduce gang violence. And like you said, given, you know, these people
that's
getting out of jail jobs.
He had a meeting with the police department the day after he was killed.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to have a meeting with them to talk about gang violence, making things better in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that sounds crazy to me.
They thought that it was like, quote unquote, like a gang hub. Like, what? That's the reason why he bought that whole, like, area.
No,
like,
maybe it's because he was trying to improve the lives of people in
absolutely.
The community.
Like, it's sad.
That's so crazy. All right, so R. Kelly did not buy an acquittal in 2008 by paying off the alleged child victim and her family that was in that video.
Yep.
That's according to him.
Mm.
He said he never paid anybody off.
Okay.
So, attorney Christopher Brown, who represents that family. Now, I'm talking about the family. This is Sparkle's niece, who was allegedly in that video in 2008 when she was 14 years old, having sex with R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
He got off. He was acquitted on the charges, right?
Okay.
Okay, so basically what they're claiming, Michael Avenatti is now saying, is that R. Kelly, the reason why she never testified, because remember in the docuseries, Sparkle spoke on that and said, my niece didn't testify, my family doesn't talk to me. Well, they're saying it's because R. Kelly paid that family $2 million.
Sheesh.
And the girl's father also had business ties with R. Kelly.
That was he was like a bass player or something like that?
Yes, he's a musician.
Yeah,
Is $2 million enough? Is $2 million enough for your child to be, I'm going to say raped, because it's a child.
That's ridiculous.
Repeatedly and on video. But anyway, so basically, attorney Christopher Brown, who represents the family, is saying that's not true. They never received any money and that they are fully committed to helping police officers with the investigation of R. Kelly that's going on right now.
Mm.
So maybe they had some sort of change of heart.
Yep.
Maybe they didn't receive any money. But Michael Avenatti said that he is representing three of the girls that are in the new federal indictment.
Yep.
And they somehow know that, she got paid this money.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's going to court today.
Mm-hmm.
R. Kelly is going to court today.
Okay.
And he's going on his bond hearing. Mm. He's still locked up from last Friday.
Yep.
So, you know, he was locked up on multiple charges last week. He's facing federal charges for multiple sex crimes, including child pornography, racketeering, and obstruction of justice. He's also facing separate sex abuse charges in Cook County, Illinois. We know about those already.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going there today to court. And who's supposed to show up but his girlfriends? Joycelyn Savage and Azriel Clary.
It's crazy.
So people are saying now, you know, with R. Kelly and, like, maybe he's got some financial problems going on. Like, how is he going to support these young ladies?
Yeah.
I guess that's a concern of their family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, how are they going to live? Turns out the Trump Tower apartment is paid up through the end of the year.
Okay.
So they can live there rent free.
Mm-hmm.
But the only problem is they were, you know, quote unquote, working for R. Kelly as assistants.
Yo.
These two women that have sexual relationships with him,
mm-hmm.
like that are in this whatever triangle.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So they haven't received any money since R. Kelly got locked up last week.
Yep.
His people are nowhere to be found to give them any money.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And now I'm finding out, too, that they're investigating all the people that were around R. Kelly when all of these alleged crimes happened.
They should.
And they're going to try to take all of them down, too.
Good.
We'll see what happens in the bond hearing. We'll let you know. Hot 3 at 3 countdown's coming up. We got tickets on the way for Khalid.